Welcome to the iBid Electric Facility Management Podcast. Today we're diving into something that affects almost every big construction project, specifically a core vulnerability, the electrical blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Now this document, it's supposed to be the absolute guide, right? The roadmap for every wire, every connection, every budget line.
It should be.
Yeah.
But the reality, they're almost never perfect.
And that imperfection, it creates this hidden risk for facility managers.
Yeah, we often talk about the blueprint blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not usually about massive glaring errors you'd spot a mile off.
No.
No, it's the small stuff. Minor omissions, tiny inconsistencies in the electrical drawings. They look fine on paper, conceptually sound.
Okay.
But then, the moment the crews try to actually build it on site, that little oversight blows up. It turns into a huge change order, costs go through the roof, schedules get delayed, and it's incredibly expensive to fix by them.
Right. That's exactly what we need to explore today. We're going to look at how these common electrical drawing mistakes actually happen in the first place, what the real financial hit looks like when they're caught late, and maybe most importantly, what specific things you can do proactively to protect your budgets.
Get ahead of it.
Exactly. So let's start with how these errors originate. I mean, these are foundational drawings often done by experienced professionals. Why don't they match reality?
Well, often it boils down to, you know, conflicting priorities,
mm-hmm.
usually speed versus getting every detail perfect.
Right. The pressure to start.
Exactly. And the first, maybe the biggest issue, is just incomplete design documents. Schedules are tight. Projects get fast-tracked.
So construction starts before the plans are fully baked.
Pretty much. You might kick off when electrical drawings are only, say, 60, maybe 80% complete.
Wow, okay. That leaves a lot uncertain.
It leaves huge gray areas.
Mm.
And that forces the contractor on site to basically fill in the blanks, make assumptions.
And assumptions mean risk.
Every single time. Every time a contractor has to guess or interpret an incomplete detail, you're introducing risk. And almost always, that interpretation leads to a more expensive fix later on.
Okay, so incomplete plans are one thing. What happens when those plans, even if they were complete, clash with everything else going on in the building?
Ah, that's the second major headache. Coordination gaps.
Mm.
Electrical systems don't live in a vacuum, right?
No, they have to weave around everything.
They weave through beams, around pipes, under ducts. So if the electrical plan shows a nice, clear path for some major conduit,
mm-hmm.
but the structural drawing puts a critical support beam right there, or the mechanical plan has a massive duct running through that exact space,
you've got a problem, a physical impossibility.
Precisely. And fixing that clash out in the field, maybe core drilling through concrete, maybe rerouting hundreds of feet of conduit, that costs 10, maybe 20 times more than just nudging a line on the drawing set months earlier.
It's incredible how the cost escalates. And projects evolve too, don't they? Plans change.
Absolutely. That constant churn of revisions and updates is, it can be a killer. It's so easy for one small addendum or update to get missed when you have, 20 different stakeholders looking at things.
I can see that.
So maybe the lighting designer tweaks the fixtures, which changes the load, which means you need a bigger feeder wire.
Right.
But if the contracting team is still working off the old drawing set, they order the wrong wire, they install undersized conduits, suddenly one missed email, one outdated PDF,
yeah.
triggers this cascade of problems.
A domino effect, really.
Exactly.
And then sometimes it's just a mistake, right?
Plain old human error.
Yep, right down to basic human error. Look, even the best, most experienced engineers can make mistakes. It happens.
Sure.
We often see things that, frankly, should have been caught. Circuits labeled incorrectly, using the wrong voltage specification for a piece of equipment, forgetting to include transformer details, or getting the feeder size wrong for a main panel.
Pretty fundamental stuff.
Fundamental, but insidious. They slip through because catching them requires really tedious line-by-line checking and that level of review.
Yeah.
It often doesn't happen thoroughly in the initial design push. Okay, so those are the ways errors creep in. Now let's talk impact, because as you said, this isn't just a minor inconvenience.
No, this is where that blind spot becomes a 5 or 6 figure problem for the facility manager.
Yeah.
A mistake on paper doesn't scale linearly when it hits the field.
Mm.
It accelerates.
That acceleration is the scary part. We hear about the cost of escalation, right? An error that costs, say, $1 to fix on the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just racing a line.
Right. That same error might cost $10 to fix during the rough-in phase.
When pipes and wires are going in.
And then maybe $100 or even more after the walls are closed up, finishes are on.
Too late.
That's the real math behind this blueprint blind spot, isn't it?
It really is. And industry studies back this up. Consistently, you see that design errors and emissions can inflate the total electrical project cost by up to 10%, sometimes more.
10% is huge. Yeah. On a multi-million dollar electrical scope, that's disastrous.
Think about a specific example. A mislabeled feeder. Let's say the drawing calls for a smaller gauge copper wire than is actually needed for the load.
Okay.
If nobody catches it.
Yeah.
That wrong material gets ordered, delivered, installed by the crew. And then, maybe during testing or commissioning, someone realizes it's undersized.
Oh boy.
Now you're paying for the wrong material you already bought, the labor to install it, the labor to rip it out, and then the cost of buying the correct, heavier, more expensive copper. That alone could be tens of thousands of dollars just for one feeder.
Wow. I actually remember a situation, a case involving a new university science building that really drove this home for me.
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
Well, it was a specialized facility, lots of labs, right? High power demand.
Sure. Labs are power hogs.
Exactly. The electrical drawings correctly identified the need for numerous high-load lab circuits. But here's the kicker. Several of those required circuits were just missing from the panel schedules.
Completely omitted.
Completely omitted. Just vanished from the final documents that listed what goes where in each electrical panel. And this wasn't caught during design or bidding or even the initial site work.
Oof. So concrete was poured, walls were framed, initial conduit runs were probably in place based on the flawed schedules.
Precisely. The electricians only caught the error when they started pulling wire and trying to actually terminate circuits in the panels. They realized, hey, there's no breaker space, no pathway allocated for this required lab equipment.
Nightmare scenario.
Total nightmare. Because fixing it wasn't simple. It triggered this massive change order. They had to demolish sections of newly poured concrete, reroute existing conduit through completely new paths, add entirely new panel boards to handle the missing loads, and then repull enormous amounts of wire.
So the facility manager suddenly got hit with demo costs, re-engineering, new materials, and all that extra installation labor after the fact.
You got it. That single seemingly small omission on a spreadsheet, it turned into a $200,000 change order.
Wow.
And the real painful part, fixing that omission on the drawing set 3 or 4 months earlier would have taken maybe 5 minutes. Cost essentially nothing.
That perfectly illustrates the cost escalation.
It really does. So, okay, we've established fixing things late is astronomically expensive. Facility managers need a defense strategy, right? Some tools to spot these blind spots early, before bids are locked in, before construction starts.
Absolutely. You need checks and balances specifically designed to catch these things. The first and maybe most crucial step is insisting on independent plan reviews.
Meaning, don't just rely on the original design team.
Exactly. You can't expect the design engineer, under deadline pressure, to effectively crew-free their own complex work. You need a fresh, expert set of eyes. Bring in a third-party consultant or an experienced estimator who specializes in electrical systems.
Okay.
Their job is to review those plans before bids go out, purely focus on finding errors and protecting your interest as the owner.
That makes sense. Accountability. Now, what about those clashes you mentioned earlier between electrical and, say, plumbing or HVAC? How do you prevent those collisions proactively?
Right. That brings us to number two. Dedicated cross-discipline coordination checks. And this isn't just a quick glance over the drawings.
It needs to be more thorough.
Much more. It involves actively overlaying the different drawing sets. Electrical on top of plumbing, on top of mechanical, on top of architectural. You're specifically hunting for those direct conflicts.
Like that duct and conduit example.
Precisely. Where a large pipe occupies the exact same 3D space planned for your main electrical feeders. This is often called clash detection. And doing it early eliminates incredibly costly field fixes.
Okay, independent review, cross-discipline checks. What's next?
The third strategy is focusing on practicality. We call it a constructability review.
Constructability. So can it actually be built as drawn?
Exactly. Is the design practical in the real world, not just neat lines on a screen? For instance, the drawing might show a massive new transformer going into an existing electrical room. Looks fine in 2D.
What?
But the constructability review asks the simple question. Can that huge piece of equipment physically fit through the door?
Good question.
Or will the contractor have to knock down a wall, rent a crane, maybe even get road closures just to get it inside? Flagging those physical hurdles early saves a fortune.
This seems like common sense, but easily overlooked. What about leveraging past experience?
Yes, that's number four. Comparing to historical projects, if you're building, say, a new office wing that's pretty similar to one you built 5 years ago.
You have a benchmark.
You do. Compare key metrics. Are the main panel sizes drastically different this time? Is the number of circuits per square foot wildly inconsistent? Are the counts of major equipment, like motors, way off compared to the similar path project?
So big deviations could signal an error.
They could flag a potential design oversight, or maybe just a misunderstanding, that needs immediate clarification before it becomes a problem.
Makes sense. And the last point addresses that issue of revisions we talked about earlier.
Right. Number five, careful addendum and revision review. This is about rigorous version control. Facility managers have to insist on a clear process.
How so?
When revisions or addenda are issued, there must be a rock-solid system to ensure everyone, the design team, consultants, all potential bidders, the eventual contractor, everyone is working from the absolute latest consolidated set of documents.
Because one missed update can cause chaos.
It's a financial time bomb waiting to go off if different teams are using different versions of the plan.
Okay, those five strategies sound really robust. Independent reviews, coordination checks, constructability, historical comparison, and tight version control.
They are. But let's be realistic for a moment. We just outlined five pretty intensive expert-level review processes.
Oh.
Facility managers listening to this,
oh,
you're already stretched thin, right? You're juggling operations, maintenance, maybe other capital projects.
True. It's a lot.
You can't realistically be expected to have the spare time or necessarily the deep specialized electrical estimating expertise to personally audit every single circuit, verify every wire size, cross-check every panel schedule against HVAC plans.
That's the core issue, isn't it? The expertise gap.
It really is. And the consequence is that these errors, they slip through. Not because anyone's trying to hide them, but because that specialized audit focus just isn't there internally.
And then they pop up later during construction.
Exactly. When the contractor finds the discrepancy and, quite rightly under their contract, submits a change order for the extra work and cost.
Which the facility manager then has to deal with.
Correct. Your role is managing the project and the facility, not becoming a forensic electrical estimator overnight. And that's precisely why specialized targeted review services exist to bridge that expertise gap. To provide that independent layer of protection for your budget before you sign the construction contracts.
So this is where bringing in outside expertise, focused specifically on this problem, comes into play.
Right. You're essentially leveraging decades of experience honed specifically on hunting down these common, costly blind spots we've been discussing.
Acting as that shield for the facility manager's budget.
That's the goal. To make sure the foundation you're building on, those blueprints, is actually stable and reliable.
And what are the key things these services look for? It sounds like it starts with a really deep dive into the electrical plans.
It does. The analysis usually centers on a few key areas. First, straightforward error and omission identification.
Yeah.
Actively looking for those missing circuits, like in your university example, or incorrectly sized wires, inconsistent schedules.
Yeah.
The basic mistakes.
Got it.
Second, performing that coordination verification. Systematically checking the electrical plans against the architectural, structural, and mechanical drawings to spot those potential collisions before they happen in the field.
But it's not just about finding the mistake, right? It's about understanding the consequence.
That's absolutely critical. That's the budget impact analysis. Mm-hmm. We don't just say, hey, this circuit is missing. We quantify it.
What?
We estimate the potential dollar cost of fixing that specific error if it were discovered during construction versus fixing it now on paper.
So you get clarity on the financial risk.
You get clarity and leverage. And ultimately, all of this provides bid stage protection. You identify and address these problems before the bids come in and the contracts are signed. That's how you prevent those unexpected budget-busting change orders down the road.
It really shifts the timeline for catching errors much earlier.
It has to, because waiting until construction is just too late, too expensive.
So wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway here?
I think the core lesson is this. Your electrical blueprints are absolutely fundamental. They're the foundation. But if they aren't rigorously reviewed by specialized independent eyes, they can quickly change from being your reliable guide into being a major source of financial risk for your project.
And being prepared, doing that due diligence up front, is really the best defense against seeing your budget explode later.
Absolutely.
We saw with that university example catching an error early is the difference between a fix that costs basically nothing, just some ink on paper,
mm-hmm,
and a fix that delays the schedule and costs hundreds of thousands of dollars in the field. Protection is about preparation.
Well said.
So, a final thought for everyone listening. As you look at your next major project, consider those blueprints. Ask yourself not just about the potential cost of fixing an error if it's found, but also think about the cost of the delay, the disruption to your schedule, and the overall risk these unchecked errors introduce to your entire operation. Is that roadmap really leading you where you want to go? If you need help on a commercial or industrial electrical construction project, schedule a call with an iBid electric cost estimator today.